the offense was able to get in such a rhythm in that second half, and how do you take that into this game?
Yeah, I thought we were really good on first and second down in the second half of that game last week. We kind of had the RPOs kind of early on first down to kind of put us in those positions to be successful. I thought Doug did a really good job of I think one of the things that kind of stood out is that we never got in those third and really long situations, third and 11-plus situations where you have to have the running back and the tight end chip. You never want to be in those situations, and we kind of stayed out of those, so that was definitely huge for us.
Zach, is it fair to kind of credit a little bit back when Chip kind of brought the RPOs here along with the reoption, but even the RPOs to this offense, and I think Doug is – credit to him, he's maintained that and kept that even despite everything that went on?
Yeah, I think Chip kind of introduced it to the NFL, not just our team, but to the NFL as a whole. And I think our team has kind of evolved it from there. It's definitely a lot more advanced than when it was 3 years ago. Doug's obviously done a great job. The O-line coach, Coach Stoutland, has done an amazing job kind of finding out ways to just get those RPOs called and kind of changing them each and every week so they're not able to key on them each and every week. And I think now it's kind of been a staple of our offense.
Zach, you guys had three drives of 10-plus plays there to score. Is that sustainable, or do you think you'll need some chunk plays going forward?
I mean, you would love to have those X plays, those 40-yard completion plays each and every drive. But, I mean, sometimes, especially at this point in the year, it's not really realistic. You're going to have to grind it out on some drives. And I think with the personnel that we have, with the running game that we have, that is sustainable. Obviously, this week is going to be a huge test for us. This front seven is dynamic. They're really fast up front. Their linebackers are two of the best in the league. So it's going to be, I think, as a team, it's going to be staying out of those third and long situations is going to be huge for us. We can't have those situations, but, I mean, we got a really good team offensively, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Is it hard for a team to adjust to what you guys do from an RPO stance as long as you're running the ball well? I mean, if they try to play the pass more, isn't it just
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to make that linebacker kind of make a decision on those RPOs, and it's not easy for them to do. They kind of get in that guessing game. If we're able to kind of be advantageous in one of the areas, obviously we want to run the ball in the RPOs. That's kind of why we're calling the play. But if they're giving us the pass, we got to take it.
Don't the Vikings, by nature, play pretty aggressively with their linebackers up at scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, those two linebackers are beasts. Anthony Barr, Kendrick's brother, obviously two really good football players, aggressive, fast players. And then Harrison Smith is in there, too. He's kind of the same mold as those guys, aggressive guys. So we got to be on our toes. Not every play is going to be an RPO for sure. We can't call those each and every play. So at some point, we're going to have to block the guys in the box and get it done.
Is this the best defense you've seen on tape this season?
Yeah, it's up there for sure. The Broncos at the time when we played them were up there. I think this Vikings team's probably the most dynamic, though, in all three phases of the defense, starting with the D-line with those two defensive ends and then those two backers as well. And then Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith are all pros, too. It's a lot like the Giants defense early in the year and last year when those guys were rolling kind of the same structure of defense where they got playmakers all over the field. It's going to be a huge test for us, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Say about the personality of you guys, where there's a lot of doubters around the country, underdogs again, and kind of make light of it with the dog mask with some of you guys. What does it say about the personality where you guys are mentally and things like that as a team?
Yeah, I think Doug does an amazing job kind of letting our personality show. He never kind of reels guys in to kind of shelter them by any means. He wants us to go out there, have fun, kind of leave it all out there. And Lane and Chris, I think, devised it kind of last Thursday night that they were going to have these dog masks out there. And then Lane got the shirt right after the game, and that thing has made a ton of money to Philadelphia schools, which is an amazing thing that's going on right now. But guys are having fun. I mean, we play for each other. We play for those 53 guys in the locker room each and every Sunday, and we don't want this thing to end. We're having too much fun right now. This is definitely the most fun that I've had since I've been here, since I really began playing football. So it's been a blast this entire season. Obviously, we've had a ton of injuries, and guys have rallied around those guys. But it's been an amazing year so far.
The 3rd and 8 catch you made in fourth quarter, I think you're fighting off coverage from Keanu Neal, a good defensive back, and you muscle him out and you make the catch. Is that, you know, for a while in the city, your toughness was questioned and you heard it. So
yeah.
Is that like kind of exhibit A of the Zach Ertz now? That is it nice to not have to hear people saying that? And does that play kind of emblematic of how you see yourself as a player?
I mean, yeah. Third down, I want to be the guy. Third down in the divisional round, I want to be the guy that gets the number called. I mean, I still hear that stuff from the Cincinnati game last year. 2 years ago, it would have ate me up. Living in this city, you're going to develop some extremely tough skin, what I've learned. And I've rallied around the guys in the locker room. They've definitely changed the way I look at life over the past year or so. Obviously, that week was not easy for me, but it's something that I've embraced, something that definitely changed my outlook of the game. I'm definitely a better player because of it.
People who look at you as that guy now, that guy that they, you know, that they look for on third and long and in biggest games?
I like to think so. I think I want to be the guy, red zone, third down, I want to be the guy that gets the number called. I put a lot of pride in what I do as a receiver in those situations, kind of using my body when we need to make a play. And if the ball comes to me, great, I'm going to make the play. And if not, I'm all for throwing the ball to Alshon or Nelson or Trey Burton. That's why we have those amazing players on our team, so no one's able to kind of focus on one guy.
Those RPOs are always associated with the Temple offense. And talking to the quarterbacks, they always say it allows them to get into a rhythm. For you as a pass catcher, what does that Temple offense do for you?
Yeah, I mean, the tempo kind of just allows you to play fast and kind of not really think. Obviously, you can't have that as your sole focus on offense, as we've learned in the past, but each and every now and then you're kind of able to sprinkle it in, kind of hopefully get the defense playing in some simpler defensive coverage if you're able to play fast. And obviously Nick Love is doing it, so we've continued to do it throughout the time he's been our quarterback, and he's really successful at it too.
If you think back to March 2015, Nick was traded for Sam. Is it odd to think now here you are, Nick's your quarterback, Sam's the backup on the other team?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. I mean, these past 5 years since I've been here, the quarterback room has been kind of a shuffleboard, per se. It's kind of been in and out. And when Nick got traded for Sam, obviously everyone was shocked. And then when we drafted Carson and then Sam got traded, everyone was shocked. But I think now with Carson and Nick, the stability of that room is going to be here for a long time. Nate Sudfeld's a guy we're really excited about too. So between those three guys, I'm really excited about how the continuity at that position is going to remain. And it's easy being a pass catcher when you're able to be on the same page with the quarterback. You're able to see the game the same way. And that's kind of why I think some of the guys' productions has remained the same with Nick, because we were able to carry the things over that Carson had and the way he saw the game. And Nick is very similar in that regard.
Zach, Doug Peterson said almost the last couple of weeks were like a training camp for Nick.
Yeah.
To actually get the extra time with you guys and get it down. How has that process evolved, getting used to Nick now? Where are you at compared to where you were a couple of weeks ago with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think something that got lost in the shuffle is that Nick never had a training camp. He was hurt pretty much the whole preseason. He didn't play a preseason game. He was here in the offseason during the OTAs, but the focus from our perspective was getting on the same page with Carson. So we were never able to kind of get those reps with Nick. And so when Carson went down, the focus was kind of jamming everything into getting on the same page with Nick. And it's not easy to do that, especially when defensive schemes are changing each and every week. So the bye was huge for us. We had two very, very intense practices today. As you guys saw today, we were in full pads again for that same reason, to kind of just make sure that we're on the same page with Nick. And it's obviously developed a lot. Last week in the second half was huge for our offense. I thought we were able to execute extremely well. I thought Nick played great in the second half. And as an offense, we were kind of rolling. Obviously, we need to be better in the red zone. We need to score touchdowns down there. But at the same time, we're really pleased with how that second half played out.
You remember about Pat Shurmur from when he was here?
Yeah, Pat's a really smart guy, obviously. He didn't have a ton of input in regards to the game plan or, I think, calling plays. But I think the success that he had previously in St. Louis with Sam and then now with the Vikings, I don't think is a surprise to anyone around this building. He's extremely smart. He's not going to overcomplicate the thing for the quarterback. And he's going to put guys in situations to be successful, obviously, with those receivers they have in Minnesota now. Kyle's obviously a great tight end. So he's, as you see each and every week, he's putting those guys in situations to be successful. And he's a really good guy to be around. It's fun to be around him, and he's going to be a great head coach whenever or wherever that's going to be.
You're pretty close with Carson. What have you seen him do to sort of stay involved here, aside from the rehabilitation part, but on sort of like the football part or game planning, helping the other quarterbacks?
Yeah, he's still involved in the game planning. He's still kind of each and every week, I think he's dissecting the film, kind of giving his input into the game plan. Obviously, some things get put in and some things don't. But the guy is still all football all the time. He loves being around the building. He loves kind of being a part of the game plan, putting us in positions to be successful. The guy is probably the smartest quarterback I've ever been around. Him and Andrew Luck are neck and neck. So he's an unbelievable quarterback in terms of seeing the game, and I think it's his input has allowed Nick to play at a high level too.
Zach, how would you describe playoff football?
Oh, it's crazy, especially when you're home games. Last week was – that environment was the best environment I've ever been in. It was the most fun that second half when we were kind of inching and inching closer to winning. The stadium just kept getting louder and louder. When they had the ball first and goal from the 9, I've never heard the stadium louder. It was a blast to be a part of. That's why I think everyone in this building is honored to play football in the city. It's a lot of fun and something that we never take for granted.
Exactly.